Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, welcome, and this special show tonight dedicated to the memory of all those children and others who were killed in Texas. We were originally going to take the night off and do a rerun, but we had a change of heart, a change of mind, and our hearts go out to all those who lost loved ones and those who are grieving in Texas. And, you know, I got to thinking, I couldn't get it out of my mind how this being Memorial Weekend and, you know, the schools closed and all that, and all the people who made plans, the family and all that, the barbecues, and some of them were going to go away and whatever it is they were going to do. And all of a sudden, tragedy strikes. And, you know, it's like I always say, you never know what's going to happen next in this world, and it's so true. So tragedy comes in, and all of a sudden, the world of all these parents and loved ones, family and friends, is turned upside down. Now, I heard something on the news the last couple of days that really, really bothered me, and it makes me ashamed to be an American. I don't think I've ever said that before. That's how I feel. Because when you hear on the news after a tragedy of the magnitude of these children, and you hear something like the politicians are sparring with each other over the gun control legislation and all that. I mean, to me, that is horrible. That is a disgrace to this country. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves. As a matter of fact, all who are doing it should never get another vote. I don't believe you can fire people who are elected. They'd have to be impeached or whatever. But because the first thing should be, how are we going to protect these children in school? I mean, here the person walks in a school with a load of ammunition, automatic weapon, and kills, what, 19 children, maybe more? I don't know what happened to the one who was seriously hurt. God be with her. And and the politicians are arguing. You know, if you're going to argue, go ahead and damn ass argue. But first, do something to ensure that it can't happen again. I mean, nothing's perfect, but at least try to do something. And we put it out there the other night. We're going to put it out here again tonight. We've sent tweets on it. Inner Sight has requested an audience with the senior state senator on Long Island here in New York. And we're going to call the congressman. And we also intend to call the White House. Not that we'll ever get through, but hey, we're trying to do something. And the idea that we have, and we even know where they can get the money from and help disabled people at the same time. All right. What we propose is something that's been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years, and it involves animals, dogs. Dogs can detect firearms. They can detect explosives. One of the greatest trainers that ever lived, Captain Arthur Haggerty,
yes,
used to train dogs for that. And his daughter now is one of the biggest dog trainers in the country. So
yes,
she ought to be contacted by the authorities.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what happened to you? Where's my national anthem?
Here it is. Hold up.
Now?
Yeah.
All right. We'll continue after we hear Robert Merrill.
That's right. Oh, come on.
With the national anthem.
Our national anthem will be sung by the international opera star Robert Merrill. And now, to honor America,
sorry,
will you now please join with Mr. Merrill in the singing of our national anthem.
America.
Yes.
You know, and all these politicians that are arguing with each other are supposed to love America. Now, if you love America, you want to protect her. You want to protect her people.
That's right.
So here's our proposal to protect the children in the school, to use dogs at the door of the school with a trained officer and a trained certified dog to detect weaponry and explosives on people as they come in to the school. Now, we, you know, we look in the morning, there's a lot of people who come in, right?
Yes.
So the dog has to be given the leeway, you know, to check people, to indicate that something's not right, that this person, that person, whoever it may be, could be carrying a weapon. And then inside the door, you would have a metal detector. So between the two, between the dog and the detector, you've got a good measure of safety that you didn't have before. Now, the dog is going to pick up things that just a regular police officer won't be able to pick up.
Yeah, the scent.
You know, they're only going to go by visual contact with the person. You know, the person could be concealing something, and they would have to search every person to really do that job thoroughly. And that's hard. But
yes,
with the
is.
Dog, with the trained dog, to sniff out and to know that somebody has something on them, that's a much better way to do it. Because that way you don't have to involve other innocent people that aren't carrying weapons. So this program, whatever you want to call it, should be immediately started. And you can, there are millions of dogs in this country being put down every day in the kill shelters. A lot of them could serve in this capacity. So you wouldn't have to spend a lot of money to buy dogs. They're already there.
That's true. They are there.
And the cops, and you have canine officers.
Yes, you do.
Wouldn't take much to even if they had to have more training. You know. So there you have the two elements. And if need be, every state could deploy some National Guard people to handle the dogs. And of course, every governor should immediately decree a mandate that every school get a metal detector immediately.
Yes, immediately.
And that only
I
one door,
that. That's right.
One door be used to come in, and that door should be locked. Somebody comes up to the door, the cop is there with the dog. Dog says it's all right. You know? The officer could have the key or whatever it is to open that door and let the person in. And they got to go through the metal detector. You need somebody inside.
Yeah, definitely.
To carry that out. That would be the whole system of what Inner Sight wants. Now, the money.
My aide had a valid point. Along with the dogs and the locking of the doors, she said each classroom should, you know, and I said to her, bulletproof doors. That nobody even know, but if they had bulletproof doors and cinder block, you know, on the other area, they're not going to have the ability to go through cinder block. You know, that's going to, or even bulletproof.
Oh, sure, you got to do whatever you, That's why you need money for this.
Exactly.
See? People are going to sit around and bull crap about money. Well, here's where you get the money. Here's where you help the disabled. You know? Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We don't need nursing homes in this country.
That's right.
We need help for a person in their own home, to remain in their own home, and have what they worked for all their life.
Yeah.
So there's where the money could come from. You know, you get rid of these nursing homes, you're going to have plenty of money that is being used for them.
That's true.
And I believe that a good deal of that money should be used to protect the children in the schools. Start this thing up. I gave it a name. It doesn't have to mean it's the name, but dog at the door, you know.
I like that. It's like it's waiting for you to help you. You know, that's how I like dog at the door. I do.
Well, that's the name I gave. It doesn't matter what you call it.
I call it dog at the door. I like it.
Maybe they could name it after that child who covered herself in blood and survived.
Yeah. That was smart.
You know, that would be a,
the kid
that
was
would
smart.
Be a beautiful.
Yeah.
A beautiful thing.
Yeah, it would be.
Something like
very
that.
Smart.
Name it after her family.
Yeah.
You know. So
that would make sense.
Inner Sight is absolutely outraged that I haven't heard. I don't listen to politicians' speeches anymore because most of them are full of crap.
Yeah, I don't like to talk, you know, with politicians anymore.
I don't know if anyone mentioned in their speech today about the massacre in Texas. I certainly hope that they would at least recognize. I'm sure that the president gives a speech on Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he said. Did you hear what he said? Did you hear any of his speech?
No, I've been working with our rerun
you didn't
system
hear it
all
either.
Day. I didn't hear it either, no.
Well, I'm sure it'll come out. Anybody out there?
Yeah,
you can get it on the internet.
Probably get it on the internet for us if you want to listen to it tomorrow.
Well, we'll get a chance. We'll hear it. We'll hear bits and pieces and all that.
Yeah, I know.
But anybody out there who heard the president's speech, if anything at all was mentioned about the Texas horror, give us a call. Give us a call, 213-816-1650.
Yep.
And, you know, you can speak if you want to on the air and let us know what Mr. Biden said.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is not a time for talk.
No,
this is a time for action. And I don't just mean on the floor of Congress where people are going to get up and talk about guns and you know, pro and con and all. We know all that already. Forget about that.
Yeah. Kids are dead.
You're never
going to
stop guns in this country.
Not. Nope.
But you can
don't even
stop someone from going into a school with explosives or with a gun.
Yeah, or with a gun, too. They go after ammunition, those dogs, too. I've seen that. You know?
Yeah, the dogs, sure. They're trained
dogs.
They're
very smart.
Is,
very smart.
Is invaluable. I mean, you can't beat that.
Nope.
You know? So, as I said at the outset of the show, we've contacted our senior senator.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see if we can get him to endorse this idea and bring it about here.
And take the money from
New York.
Wasting at the nursing homes. That's what I feel he should do, too. It's being wasted.
We're going to present it. We're going to present it to him.
We have no choice but to present it like that.
He may not like that part of it, but I don't, you know, if they do it, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I'd be happy too.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd like to get the nursing home part in there as a part of this, but that may not happen. But if they do it without, I'll take it.
I think we all will.
Because the main thing is to protect these children.
The children. Yes, it is.
So.
It's not for us to be famous or whatever. No, it's to help the children and help the seniors and help many people, you know, in between and stuff like that. You really need to, you know, get the ball rolling with this. This is no joke anymore. People think it's a joke. It's not. It's people's lives that were taken.
Well, if anybody else has a better idea, I'd like to hear it.
Me too. The only thing that I heard
today
that was good. I'm sorry.
What?
The only thing I heard today that was good came from my aide, because she takes her son every single morning to the school and brings him back home. And I said, "So you're not going to do the have Christian stay home anymore?" She goes, "No, because he needs socialization with the other kids. Otherwise, he doesn't do his homework." See how they get lazier? It's not his fault. It's just, you know, he struggles in school a little bit. So you know, basically not, and if people struggle, they don't want to do, you know, the reading or the writing assignment or whatever they struggle in, you know, they don't want to do it. So she said,
wait a minute, you started to say something and then you cut into something else.
Christian
Hudson.
What's
so good that you heard?
Well, she was talking about it and saying that, you know, your idea with the dogs, I like that idea a lot. Because then it'll distract whoever's there, let them, you know. And then if it's something's happening, they could direct the children. Listen what she was saying. This is interesting. Maybe they could, she was asking for help with that. Maybe we should direct them into a better or a safer room. If the dog comes by and they know the dog's never in that area, maybe that dog could, you know, be the warning signal for them to go to a special room that locks up with, you know, bulletproofing right next to their room. And you might be able to share that room with another
class.
Well,
there's all kinds of measures you can do.
Yeah, definitely.
That, you know, but the idea of the dog and the officer at the door and the locked door, the idea is that this person's not getting in the school.
That's it. That's the most important.
That's the idea of the whole thing.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. And then, of course, right away, the officer has to signal for more help.
Of course. He doesn't even have to, you know, do too much. People, oh, he has to say this, he's at this location.
Maybe
no.
They should have a...
like a button on the phone.
A cruiser there would have two officers.
Yeah. They said they have officers at her school now. At the kid's school that she, the young kid.
Yeah, but you need more than that. The cops are limited.
No, more than one.
You know?
Not a little
bit. Cop can't tell if somebody walks past him and that person's carrying a gun. A dog can.
Yes, they can. It's something different.
Cop's not going to be able to tell. How's he going to tell? Nope. Are they going to stop everybody and search him?
Hey, that's happened when I was at another job where they had a bomb.
They're not
going to
do
that. We had to. It was DEA came into our building and wanted to take pictures of the rooms that were across the
street.
Yeah,
but that's a building. You're talking about in a building. I'm talking about on the street.
Yeah.
People walking,
that's true.
Coming to the building. You want to know before they go in that they're
definitely.
Not carrying a weapon.
Of course.
And
if
then
you don't,
double
then
check
now
them
you
when
got
they,
a problem.
When they get in the door.
Yeah. That's
you know,
true, too.
That's the idea. Before they go in.
Yeah.
This person who did this, he walked in to the building.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody outside checking them.
You know what? One of the...
Obviously.
The ladies left the door open, one of the teachers, because she forgot, I think, something in her car, like her cell phone or something. And then went to the car, got it, and left the door swinging, I suppose.
Well, there
That's
you
the
go.
That's the only thing I could think of, yeah.
That's why someone should be there to say, all right, I got the door, you know, a cop with the dog.
Right.
You know?
That's right. That's what I found to be so, you know, horrible.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
Behind the program.
Go with the door.
Keep the children safe.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. June 5th, the Whisker Walk.
Yeah, right.
To raise money to help the Akita. And then there's a lot of good dogs that could do this job. The
Akita.
Oh,
yes, they can. Akita, yeah, very observant.
So, right there in the Big East, the key to rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and June 5th, Whisker Walk, that's online. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is where you send the email. Want more information on the Whisker Walk. All right. Kennedy Realty, one of our friends. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy Realty, and 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. Nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical for the animals. 631-484-3085. Give me that number again in a minute. If you're disabled and you need food for your animals, it doesn't have to be a service animal, by the way.
That's right.
Need food for your animals, give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. And we thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help and their promise of backing us with our news conference.
Yeah, I was really happy about that.
Try to get it off in September after the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929, Joe Delgado, the head guy over there. So thank you, Silo, for your support.
Yeah, thank you for everything.
Suffolk Bus Corp, we thank them as they support us every year, and they've increased that support as the years have gone by.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, John Corrado, Tommy McAteer, Ray Grimaldi, and Phil.
Yeah.
Gomico, I
first
believe
it is. First person I met there was Phil, you know that? Face to face. Really nice.
So, we thank them for keeping this program on the air.
Yes, thank you.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And we weren't supposed to be live tonight, but...
Yeah, we weren't.
Because of the seriousness...
Yeah.
Because of the seriousness of this business... This horrible business
mm-hmm.
with the children in Texas. We were compelled to come on and talk about our idea and speak out and memorialize all those
on
who
Memorial
lost their
Day.
Lives in the Robb School in Texas.
Yeah.
Anybody on the line?
Let me check. Hold up.
213-816-1650. Anybody want to talk about this?
No, just
about
this.
Our idea. Our idea how to help. Any ideas how to get the politicians to move on it? You know,
Fire
we're open
under their butt.
Just, what?
Right. Is it a firecracker under their butt? But I don't think it helped.
Yeah, right. So, Inner Sight is determined, and, you know, we're not going to let this go. You're going to hear us talk about
this. Yes, we are. This is very a shame. You got to sit down and realize that.
And every show that we do now, I want to include comments on how this should be done.
Definitely.
And how the politicians should stop bickering with one another. You know what they should do? Secure the children first.
That's
Make
right.
sure that the kids are safe and then go and
That's
bicker.
Right. Yeah, right.
You got plenty of time to bicker. There's plenty disagreements on guns.
Yes, there are.
And they'll always be there. But first,
they're never safe. Sorry.
Make these children safe.
Yeah, they never did that. They never did. And that's the biggest complaint I have against their police department.
I mean, the politicians are protected. They got all kinds of guards around the White House
and
the Congress and all that. Nobody could walk in there with a gun and start shooting. They'd never get past the police line or whatever it is.
Yeah. I agree.
Children deserve the same.
Deserve better.
Same protection.
Therefore, They sure do. They deserve a lot better.
And we honor and memorialize that little girl who played dead. And,
oh, God, that was brilliant. Brilliant.
Kept her
kid.
Life going.
Yeah.
You know, that was a very, very brave. You talk about brave.
That
and
is
military.
Brave.
She had no weapons. She had no way of protecting herself.
Except for pretending she was dead. That's a way. It's horrible, but it's a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure that her parents are grateful that she's alive. And now remember, these children have to go back to these schools tomorrow.
Well, some of them aren't. That's
or whenever.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. If I were a parent,
I don't blame them either.
I wouldn't send my child to school until something was done to ensure safety, that nobody could walk in that school without being examined.
That's right.
And that's what a dog will do. They will alert you. Yeah.
And yes, there should be kid cops, Frank. I believe in that too. There should be cops that are sensitive to the children's needs. They're much different than adults, and we take them for granted. That is our future. People saying that, you know, children are our future. They are. They've got to really, you know, focus.
So we have to make some changes in this country.
Yes, we do.
And this is
serious
one of the
changes.
Biggest ones.
Yeah, next to the nursing homes.
Yeah, nursing homes are bad enough. Well, you know, the same thing could happen in a nursing home.
That's right.
You know, there's no guards out there to know that someone is carrying a firearm or walks in that door. How are they going to know?
That's true. They don't know. They don't have one. Period. They have, at the front door, they have a guard. And I like this one woman who was there where my mom was last. She used to lock the door when she was there, you know, especially at night. She used to be the 3 to 11 shift. Well, she locked the main door. Nobody
could
get out.
Sure, you lock the door. It's common sense.
And also, she was, you know, had a problem that, you know, a lot more people should have been there. She was the only one there. So imagine if it, you know, there were two glass doors, they could have walked right in easily. Because there were two glass doors to the nursing home only. And
what
they
need to do is start with the schools and then expand this thing.
Yeah, right.
You know?
To housing. Make that nursing home a housing unit.
No. I'm talking about the safety.
Oh,
that
yeah.
too, but I'm
the
talking about the safety.
It.
Expand, put an officer with a dog outside the damn nursing home too.
Yeah. Why can't
protect
the
people when
person,
they're in there?
Why can't the security person take extra training, you know, to allow them to know how to handle a dog? I mean, and use them also who might like dogs and might easily, you know, come to use dogs on a regular basis.
No, you'd be better off with a canine officer.
That's true, too. Yes, very much so.
Because if something happens, that officer's going to have to make an arrest or detain somebody. Security guard's not going to do that.
Yeah, that's true. An officer, too.
So,
but not
start with the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And expand it.
Yeah, you should.
You know?
We need a lot more
That's
canine
really
officers.
Needs to be done. What?
We need a lot of canine officers in general.
Yeah, well, don't forget, you got National Guard, too.
Well, that could be done, too. Make it part of their rotation.
They
you
should
know, I
be
think
used.
That people, yeah, they should. it's amazing how when things happen like this, people, you know, don't respect what is there. These kids, like I said, are our future. You know, if you keep knocking down what's going to be the future, you're not going to have it. You know, you're not going to have it anymore. And that's sad more than anything.
So our hearts and souls and minds go out to all those who mourn and miss. And now we're going to have the funerals.
Aww.
You know, I would love to be a speaker at the funerals.
Yeah, so would I.
And present my idea.
Oh, God, I would be supporting you, Frank. Trust me. Because that's the best idea I've heard since everybody.
You know.
Has been saying anything. We had this idea
and of
a
course,
long time ago.
I would have my guide dog with me and,
mm-hmm.
you know, talk about how Akitas could be trained.
Of course.
This kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And how the politicians should stand up and make safety of the children mm-hmm. priority.
Yeah,
so we'll
exactly.
see what happens. We need people to get behind this.
Yeah.
We sent out a couple of tweets. How do we do with the tweets?
Same as yesterday, meaning the same amount of people.
How many?
Same amount of people. I want to send
it give
again.
Give us an amount. Give us a number. How many people saw it? How many people
25?
Looked at it, you know?
25.
25 people.
Mhm.
All right. At the beginning.
Yeah. Remember what happened with our, particular. I think it was when we were first got the guide dog one. Well, that took a little while before it caught on. But guess what? When it caught on, one night it went from, and I witnessed this. It went from, like, in the 20,000 all the way up to 50. Remember that night, Frank? And you said you must be reading
it
wrong.
You're talking about that's a petition. That's different than a tweet.
Yes, I understand. Yes. But I'm saying...
Something people could sign.
Yeah.
In fact, someone ought to start a petition on this...
They should.
...idea. You know, called Save the Children.
That's right. Something simple.
Yeah.
You know?
And give the idea and see if we get names on it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there want to start a petition? Feel free to do so.
We have two going right now, so we're trying to get as many as we can on the two. But I didn't finish the other one yet. I have to put it together.
Yeah, the one on the nursing home, you got to get it up there.
Yeah, very important.
All right, Inner Sight, this is normally Monday night, Mad or Glad, but tonight's a special plea and memorial to the children who lost their lives and the teachers in the horrible Texas massacre. And let's see, Tuesday night, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday's the nursing home show. Thursday, different subject to be announced. Friday's the funnies.
Yeah.
We have our funnies on Friday. So that's the week of Inner Sight.
Yeah. We'll actually see how our audience reacts to this one, you know, this episode. They react well. We'll just, you know, consider other things that can help get this in place, you know, for our, you know, Save the Children, you know, like maybe even a small campaign.
A lot of people have a lot of good ideas,
mm-hmm.
and they never go anyplace.
That's right.
Because people are afraid to act on them. See?
Yeah, I don't think we're afraid. That's not what the issue is with this.
I don't know about that.
I'm not afraid.
There's a lot of people out there who have the money who could make this happen.
Yeah, that's who you're talking about, I guess.
No. Intersight doesn't have that kind of money. I wish we did.
No, they don't. No.
But there are organizations and there are people who do have it.
Yep, and don't
and
do
I
it.
Wonder what they're going to do to help, if anything.
Exactly. I could think of a few that's swimming through my mind right now.
Well, time will tell.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they do react. People are angry. They're not happy about what happened, especially that the police waited. I'm sorry, that I have police in my family. You have to really take responsibility and save the children first, like you said. I mean, if you don't save the children, I mean, this is very a shame. These are just youngsters. They're not, you know, people or they're not adults yet. And you're just knocking them down before they even start. Nah, not a good thing.
Look, everybody needs help, even the cops.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
What the wrong would be if they don't want the help.
Right.
And they don't acknowledge that they need it and they don't do anything about it.
That's true also.
That would be the wrong.
That's right.
So, just imagine now the parents who don't want to send their children to school anymore. And you can't blame them.
Yeah.
You can't blame them. They're safer at home. They're safer with homeschooling.
They're very scared. A lot of them, like Edwin's son, he said, well, we'll have to see how things go because, Mommy, I don't want to, you know, he didn't say die, but he was thinking it.
Sure, they're scared.
They're very scared.
Go to school and you get killed?
I never heard of that.
What kind of thing is that?
All my life, I never heard of that, really. That's 50 years. 55 years, I should say, soon. It really is a shame, though.
I mean, it's unbelievable that we have to live through this, that we have to talk about it, that we have to witness it.
Yeah.
In our minds, you know? And I can't say it enough, how these politicians fighting with each other when this could happen again.
While they're still fighting, which is really,
yeah.
You guys shouldn't even think about fighting. You should
who
come together.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Who tomorrow is going to stop a person from going into a school with a gun?
Yeah.
Walking into a school.
Yep. I'd like to know.
With a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to stop them because they're not there or they won't know.
That's true.
Even a cop, how's he going to know the person has a gun on him?
That's true. He'd have to strip search. That's what they do, I think. Yeah.
And what if the person who has the gun is legal?
Yeah.
He's allowed to have it. And he goes into school and he starts killing kids and people.
Well, that's what happened this time around. I never saw anything like it.
While the damn politicians are fighting and nothing at the door to check this person.
That's right.
Our idea puts safety at the door. And the door is locked.
Yes, should be.
and the metal detector inside the door.
Yep, inside the doorway. They have that, you know. They actually do have that. At the door. When you, a lot of those metal detectors can be placed right at the, you step 1 foot in. That's how close they
Yeah, that's where it should be.
Yeah.
That's where it should be. But how many schools have that?
Right next to the metal detectors. That's the way I see it in my eyes.
How many schools have a metal detector?
A lot in the city, but not in Long Island. Some who have high violence areas. Yeah, they do, but
everyone should have it.
Everybody should have it, right?
You know? But even so, you still need that dog out there.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind. You know, with our idea, you save a lot of animals.
Yeah.
And then if you get the money away from these damn nursing homes, you help a lot of people.
Yes, you will.
Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yeah.
So let's see if the politicians will hear us.
I hope so.
Stand up with us.
Yep, I really do hope so.
And we'll do something to protect our children.
Take
the fear away.
Yeah, that's what everybody needs, that fear to be away. It's very difficult for people to realize that, you know, it's a problem.
My dog is not trained for firearms. Nope. She's trained as a guide dog.
Right.
And yet, she'll pull me away from someone who she believes is dangerous.
Of course. She also will growl, and she doesn't growl on a regular basis.
So
she would growl if somebody was attacking at you. Yeah.
There you see, even an untrained dog has enough sense to know that someone is hostile or that they possess danger hidden or whatever. Well, you heard it right here on Inner Sight, memorial to all the children, the teachers who perished the Texas massacre.
I would call it that.
And pleading with these politicians to step up and do something about it. I mean, this is our idea. This is our creativeness to protect children and to make it a much safer environment to go to school.
Definitely.
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, and let's get a count on our listeners, if you can do it.
Yeah, hold on.
See what we have. A little bit of an increase.
Yeah, a little bit. We went from 91 to 108, so it's 115,108.
115,108, right?
Correct, yep.
All right, Inner Sight, people who listen. Now, if all those people will send an email to their congressman,
be great,
asking them to, you know, telling them to
make children safe,
enact our idea, that would help.
It sure would.
Well, there's a way to help. Let them know.
Yeah.
Somebody out there ought to start a petition on this. Have you heard of any petitions about how to
protect
the school?
No, nothing. I'm looking at the page right now and making
somebody
a search.
Somebody ought to start a petition.
Well, they probably have it that no guns should be in school and stuff like that. I wasn't looking for that. I was looking just for the petition to be on change.org. I don't
know. Well,
have
anybody can say
title.
That. Yeah, sure. No guns should be in school. How do you prevent them from getting in there?
That's a good question.
That's why you got to have the
metal
dog
and dogs.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
And the dog.
That's how you protect. I was looking at a video earlier, Frank, and a mom said, this was just something totally different, but a mom, but the same concept could help, you know. So, So the particular dog was, you know, there was a baby involved in this thing, and mom stepped out of the house for like a couple seconds to get something at the door because somebody rang the bell. That dog wrapped its body around the baby and took his mouth and shut the door in the back because the mother had forgotten the door in the back open. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very smart.
No, it shows you how protective dogs can be.
Yes, they can. My dog, Sheila, was like that. You touched a hair on my head, that dog would start to growl. Yep. Unless she knew you. She knew you, it was a different story. She would, you know, just walk away and be happy about it.
Well, you don't want a mean, aggressive dog. You want a dog that's
intelligent.
No, she
wasn't. She's very, very intelligent and very, like, chill. She would just watch from afar. But if she didn't like what she was seeing and you didn't tell her to stay, then she would come sit next to you, and sometimes if the person was coming up to you for whatever reason, you know, a joke, you know how some people, they hit you as they're joking, and you're like, why are you hitting me? But yet, that dog would perk up. My dog used to perk up, look at my reaction, you know, this is my childhood dog, and she would then make a decision on what to do.
Yeah, dogs are invaluable. You know,
yes, they are.
They have the ability to determine.
Yeah.
And to sniff out situations, you know, deem them safe or not.
Yeah.
You know.
My dog lasted to 20 years old, so they know that I have the ability to care for a dog. So just to let you know. My dog was fairly old when she passed.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night's open mic where you can call in and pick your own subject.
Yeah.
Open mic.
Hmm.
Anybody on the line?
Let me check again.
All right. Inner Sight, and just to recap on our memorial show.
No, nobody yet. Well, 5 minutes left. That's it.
Dedicated to the children in
mm-hmm.
Texas who lost their lives, and the teachers, and get the dogs trained, get them at the door with the officers.
Yeah.
Put in the metal detectors, and you'll have a much safer situation. And I'd venture to say that when the children see that,
yeah,
when they see that dog that's there to protect them,
mm-hmm.
they're going to feel better about going to school.
Oh, I think so. A lot of them want to just be children. You know, people
so
just
would
don't
the parents.
Understand it. Yeah.
So that's the Inner Sight idea, world.
Yes.
Endorse it. Look for our tweet.
Yep.
spread it around,
mm-hmm.
maybe one of these politicians will wake up in between being
right.
a jackass.
That's the truth.
All right, we're gonna end with Robert Merrill.
Yep.
And the national anthem. Salute all those who served this country and those who are serving, and all the children. Our hearts go out, the parents and the loved ones. Forever and ever, the angels now.
Yes, they are.
Watching over us.
Sadly over us.
All right, here's Robert.
Okay,
you got
here
that?
We come. Yep, I got
here
it queued.
Yankee
Ready
Stadium.
Yep.
And the great national anthem.
If it lets me play it. Shoot. I'm going to go to another one if I can't get it. Play. Hold on. Sorry, here it is.
Our national anthem will be sung by the international opera star Robert Merrill. And now, to honor America, will you now please join with Mr. Merrill in the singing of our national anthem.
Inner sight. Goodbye, world.
Good night, everyone.